come from a family that's not Christian. I'm the only believer in my family, and a kind of quite a messed up, rough family. I'm the youngest of four. We kind of hated each other so much that we literally have spread to the four corners of the world as a family. So, and out of the middle of that, as a teenager, I became a Christian, and then had the most bizarre. I mean, people talk about careers, don't they? You know, and I looked up the word career in a dictionary the other day, and it kind of described precisely my sort of lifespan work experience. It says career, verb, an uncontrolled headlong rush, normally ending in disaster. So I've been a social worker. I've been a professional dancer. Twinkle Toes Timothy. If I'd thought and brought the photographs, you would all be running for the doors by now. I was a professional ballet dancer for a very short time. I have done musicals. I had a career in sort of stagey stuff, brief career. Worked as a journalist in the Middle East for 10, 15 years, and latterly brought together my sort of passion and interest in life, which is working for the gospel in the church, and my sort of professional skills as a writer in publishing and the Good Book Company started 20 years ago in my living room.
The thing is, with all those things that you've just said, I've got a stack of questions in my mind that I want now to ask.
Yes.
But I don't think that we can ask them all.
No.
But I would love to find out so much more about a lot more about what you're doing. Tell me, the Good Book Company, that's where you are at the moment.
Yeah.
What's the driving force behind Good Book? What's that all about?
It's about helping people to open up the Bible, basically. It's about producing really good published resources and sort of increasingly digital resources to help people get their heads into Scripture and understand what God is saying, His purposes for the world, His purposes for individuals, and critically, how we can communicate, articulate, help other people who are not yet believers really understand what the message of the gospel is in everyday language.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being with us. Would you like to have a seat? I'm sure there may be loads more questions that you want to ask. We'll grab Tim over coffee, and you can ask him about, or maybe we can have a demonstration.
A demo? Yeah, I'm always up for a demo.
Of the journalism?
Of the journalism, yeah.
We're going to pray, and then we're going to sing, and then I'm going to hand over to Tim again. So let me pray for us for the day that God would use it. Let's just start with